poll, Trump-backed candidates Kent, Hageman leading in GOP primaries ahead of midterms, impeachment voters underwater. By Ashley Oliver on December 7, 2021. Four candidates who have been endorsed by former President Donald Trump or who are vocal Trump supporters are leading in their primary races ahead of the 2022 midterms, according to a recent poll conducted by a GOP consulting firm. The poll, taken by the Nevada-based SoCo Strategies Consultant Group, surveyed 2,500 likely Republican voters across five congressional districts: Wyoming's at-large district, Washington's 3rd district, Georgia's 10th district, Florida's 7th district, and South Carolina's 7th district, as a means of measuring Trump's post-White House political influence. According to the poll, Representative Liz Cheney, RY, the face of the 10 Republican defectors who voted to impeach Trump over the January 6th Capitol riot, is trailing the Trump-backed candidate, Attorney Harriet Hageman, by double digits in Wyoming. The poll shows Hageman well ahead of Cheney, 38.6% to 18.8%, providing one of the first glimpses into whether voters intend to hold Cheney accountable for bucking the Republican Party and voting for Trump's impeachment. 26.6% of respondents said they remain undecided. Unseating Cheney would serve as a referendum on her never-Trump positions after the cowboy state voted three times for the congresswoman before her tumultuous year in 2021 as an outlier. Hageman is running, in part, to replace Cheney after she cast her lot with the Washington, D.C. elites and those who use their power to further their own agenda at our expense, according to Hageman's campaign website. In Washington, Green Beret veteran Joe Kent, who was endorsed by Trump in September, is leading Representative Jamie Herrera Butler, RWE, by close to 12 points, 41% to 29.2%. Butler, who also voted to impeach Trump, is seeking re-election in a district that voted close to 4 points in favor of Trump in 2020. The poll also explored the open Republican primaries in Georgia and Florida, which take place next May and August, respectively. In Georgia, Mike Collins, a small business owner and self-described pro-Trump, America First, conservative fighter, outsider, is leading the way in a crowded field of contenders hoping to replace Representative Jody Isay, RGA, who is angling to unseat the unpopular Georgia Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, R. The poll showed Collins with 25.6%, followed by former Representative Paul Brown, RGA, with 10.4% and State Representative Tim Barr, R. Lawrenceville, with 8.1%. A plurality, or 44.5%, remain undecided in that race. In Florida, State Representative Anthony Sabatini, R. Howie in the Hills, has a commanding lead at 12.6%, higher than the combined total of the rest of the field. The poll showed a whopping 76.2% remained undecided but also showed Sabatini, an America First advocate and vocal Trump supporter, ahead of his closest challenger by more than 30 points when factoring in undecideds. Lastly, the poll showed incumbent Representative Tom Rice, RSC, is underwater in his bid for re-election. Rice, who, like Cheney and Butler, voted in favor of impeaching Trump this year, is pulling neck and neck with Army veteran Graham Allen, 19.2% to 18.5%, with 40% remaining undecided. When factoring undecided respondents, the two continued to poll closely together at 31.7% for Rice and 29.7% for Allen. The poll was conducted November 28 through December 1 via landline and cell phone and had a margin of error of 4.5%. View more on the poll's methodology and results here. Write to Ashley Oliver at oliver@breitbart.com. Follow her on Twitter at @asholiver.